Ayo, what's up, everybody? Welcome back to the show. Last week we had an outpour of support coming from you guys, and I just want to say thank you. Thank you for the broken heart. Chanez, natulad nga na sabi ko kanina. Last week we tried something new. We released a video interview from the show as another outlet for those na gusto makita ko nung nangyayari during those interviews behind the scenes, kumbaga, no? So please like, share, and subscribe to our YouTube account as well, so you won't miss any new content from the show. And yes, we are going to release video interviews then moving forward, because I want the show to like really promote the locals, right, with their small business and things that they are really passionate about. Kasi most of the time nakikita natin sa mga podcasts and other shows, nabibigyan ng importance yung mga taong sikat, right, yung mga well-established, yung mga taong trendy. And I want the show to give opportunity to those that wants to share what they're doing at kung anong pinagdadaanan nila. Diba? Maybe yung struggles na nagpasan na nila or mga wins na gusto nilang ma-achieve. Right? Sama-sama tayo sa pag-angat, and hopefully through this avenue, through this channel, through this show, we can open new eyes sa product nyo, sa passion nyo. So if you want to collab and be on the show, just shoot me a message and let's talk. Ayan, so for a topic for this week is isa sa mga I think most requested. Diba? Masabi ko ba na most requested to? Di ko talaga alam eh. Pero it's about Peggy Abeck, right? It's about love. Right? Kasi basing, no? Basing. Yan. Sa mga past episodes natin. Medyo matagal na since naglabas tayo ng episode about this topic. And enjoy din naman siya pag-usapan. Diba? What do you think? Right? Well, kung komportable na kayo sa upuan nyo or kung ano mang ginagawa nyo, relax, mag-usap tayo after this break. So for this episode, we are going to answer the old age question. Tama ba? Old age old naman kasi, parang, ayun, yun siya. Age-old question. Masa matagal na itong tanong na to, di ba? Charot. And that is, do relationships work out after an incident involving a third party? Right? Di ba? Gagana pa ba ang relasyon if may nag-cheat na? Is it worth it to stay together after infidelity? Diba? Yan ang magiging topic natin for today. Pero bago natin sagutan yan, guys, gusto ko lang naman mag-rant ng onte about traffic. Kasi grabe yung traffic ngayon, mga kapatid. It's been really wild, man. Siyempre kasi, malapit na ang Pasko and Burmans na naman. Lalabas na naman dyan si Jose Marichan. Pero, trust me, mga kapatid, di lang siya ang lalabas. Kasi sa Shopee 10-10 sale, lalabas at mapapanood nyo rin ang K-pop girl group na ITZY. Yes, all you have to do is click on the link below. It will redirect you to the Shopee app and you can click on Remind Me so you can watch their performance. There's also a way for you to have a chance, mga kapatid, no? To video call ITZY. And all you have to do is follow the terms and conditions on the app. Again, please click the link below. Nakapag-shopping na kayo ng extra safe. Nakatulong pa kayo sa show. So salamat, Shopee. So on to our topic. How do you define cheating? Right? Paano ba natin masasabi na nag-cheat yung tao? Can we assume na cheating siya pag may quote-unquote adultery na nangyari? Or is it pag may kadate ka? Or is it pag may kausap ka araw-araw na may pet names kayo, di ba? Tawagan yung mga love, loves, honey pie, mga gaya. Or does it start with you hiding something? Diba? Gets? Yung tipong once na tinago mo na siya from your partner, is it considered cheating na agad? Right? Pero paano pag friend mo lang naman, diba? Paolo Contis lang, mga gaya. Diba? As a friend lang, ganyan. Pero feel ko, it really depends on your partner. Right? Ito na yung perspective niya sa takbo ng relasyon nyo. And parang ganito. May iba't ibang klaseng relasyon kasi, right? At nakadepende yun sa dalawang tao nasa loob nun. So there are what we call open relationships, di ba? Alam ko narinig niyo na to before. So for open relationships, para siyang non-exclusive relationship, di ba? Actually, hindi parang eh. Parang, yun talaga siya. Pero prior arrangement siya, kumbaga nakaset na. Diba? Pwede mo siyang gawin kasi napag-usapan niyo na, and that's fine, right? If that's how you want your relationship to be. Because, of course, contrary to popular belief, there are people like that, diba? Naniniwala sa, na hindi naniniwala sa monogamy. And that, again, that's really fine. That's completely normal. Pero meron din namang strict sa monogamy. Right? Yung one person for life. Right? Yung tipong parang Jack and Rose, mga ganyan. So tulad nga na sabi ko, nakadepende kasi if alam mo naman na yung relationship nyo is about trust and commitment. Dapat, yung isa sa mga pillars eh, right? Mga ganyan. So sa tingin ko, best way to describe cheating is if it's something na tingin ng partner mo na mali. Diba? Or tingin mo, pag ginawa sa'yo yun, mali. Kasi yun na yun, di ba? Parang, pag tingin mo yung ginagawa mo ngayon, ginawa din sa'yo, masasaktan ka ba? Sasayaw ka ba ng it really hurts? Mga kung mawawala ba, tiwala mo? Right? Then, if that is the case, then I think it's safe to assume that what you're doing is cheating. Right? Now, when I look for meaning in myself, charas, when I looked for a meaning of cheating online, what I saw was it is a violation, wow, of a couple's emotional exclusivity. Ang hirap big kasi ng mga words na to, mga kapatid, no? Mga ganyan. So it results in feelings of anger, jealousy, and rivalry. So medyo malalim mga sir, no? Hindi ko masyado siyang naintindihan eh, realistically speaking. Wow. So magsik tayo sa meaning natin kanina. Kasi masabi siya intindihan, di ba? Kasi one thing na narealize ko, kala mo talaga, even if you think what you're doing is a small thing, right? If it's big for your partner, it means everything. Right? So wag tayo mag-assume na dahil maliit lang na bagay yan, ay dapat di magalit yung partner natin kasi who are we to decide kung anong dapat maramdaman nila, di ba? Now, I know yung topic natin is about sticking together and making it work after cheating. Pero syempre, need din natin malaman yung factors kung bakit nangyayari and anong kasunod, di ba? Sequencing of events, kumbaga, charat. Now, may nakita akong post kamakailan lang. Kamakailan, no? Yes. Lalim, no? Pero recently, yung about sa reason kung bakit nag-cheat yung tao. If I remember correctly, I think it was Vice. Which is sobrang totoo. Diba? Whatever the reason may be, whatever reasons you may have, di paraan or acceptable reason or excuse yan for cheating, right? Kung nalulungkot ka or kung di mo nararamdaman yung effort niya or some other things, hindi siya reason for doing it, right? And di ko sinasabi na anghel ako dito sa usapan to, pero iwan na lang natin sa ganong channelin. Pero kasi we need to find the root cause kasi, right? Kung bakit nangyari to in the first place for us to know how to fix it, how to continue the relationship after the damage has been done. Kasi ando na tayo sa nagawa na yung mali. Diba? Mararamdaman mo yung pain. Ganyan. Anguish. Ganyan. Anguish, tol. Let's go. Pero, the problem is still the problem. Diba? Madadagdagan lang. So, in order for us to move on and heal, we need to cut the base. Tama ba? Yung base. Root. Root na lang. Nagsimula ka tayo sa root ko kasi. Ewan ko ba kung ba't ako naghanap ng ibang word. Root. Right. So, Pero, let's not veer away. Oh, yan. Yan, may natunan kayong bago. Umamin, veer away yan. Charot. So, let's not veer away sa nararamdaman ng taong chinitan mo. Right? Chinita princess. Charot. Yung taong cheated on. Kasi, importante dito yung feelings nila. Kasi, everything is valid. Huwag tayong magalit sa kanila na nalaman nila. Diba? Ano to? Ikaw na pumatay, ikaw pa mangkukulong. Diba? Hayaan natin sila mag-express ng feelings nila. Kung sisigaw sila, magagawa nila yan out of galit. Kung mambabato sila, magagawa nila yan out of spite. Diba? Kung manghihingi sila ng time or space, give it to them. Kasi ikaw naman talaga yung may kasalanan eh. Diba? Tangkihin mo lahat. Tatangkihin mo, sir, kung gusto mo pa siyang maging part ng buhay mo. Diba? Kung siya talaga yung nakita mong forever mo, paglaban mo. Right? Sabi nga ni Attorney Season, basta nasa katwiran. Char. Siyempre, from past XP lang to, ha? Past XP time tayo, mga kapatid. So, being cheated on is something na matatandaan mo and maaalala mo buong buhay mo to this earth. Kasi di lang yung nangyari sa'yo yung masakit. Di lang yung fact na yung taong pinaka-importante sa'yo, pinaka-mahalaga sa'yo, ay nagawang lokohin ka. Nagawang magsinungaling sa harap mo. Pero magki-creep in dyan, kapatid, yung tanong na why. Why am I not enough? Di ba ako enough sa'yo? Di pa ba sapat yung nagawa, nagagawa, and magagawa ako for you? And yun yung tingin ko, ah, pinakamahirap na part. Kasi magkakaroon ka ng anxiety dahil dyan eh. Diba? You will question yourself when you're not even the one to blame. Minsan pagtatanggol mo pa siya sa friends mo, diba? Nasa palabasin mo pa sa kanila na baka ikaw talaga may mali. Like, what the F? Diba? And that's the main issue talaga dito. Kung sobrang lakas at tibay mo through everything, through everyone, questioning kung tama ba yung decision mo, let's say na pagbigyan mo yung tao sa ginawa niya. Kasi let's be honest, we live in a world na mabilis mag-judge. Right? Ako masasabi ko, ganun din ako, so guilty ako dito. Mabilis tayo mag-judge na, ay, bakit mag-stay ka pa? Eh, ginawa na sa'yo yan. Diba? Bakit ganito? Bakit ganyan? Eh kung umorder ka ng bakit ng pale pilsen para masasarap usapan natin, sampalin kita eh. Charing lang. Pero di ba totoo? I think yun yung una nating dapat lagpasan. Yung unang dapat lagpasan ng couples na gusto i-continue yung relationship after the fact. Kasi aminin natin sa hindi, we want people to support us and support our decisions, especially our friends and family. Right? Because they play a big factor on our relationship moving forward. Kasi they know what you guys went through. They were there. So as much as we want to accept what happened, they need to accept it too. Right? Second thing is to apologize and mean it. Hindi yung magsasorry ka, tapos ikaw pagalit, sir. Diba? Magsorry ka dahil, again, guilty as charged. Magsorry ka dahil ayaw mo siyang mawala sa'yo. Diba? Magsorry ka kasi alam mong mali ginawa mo. Aminin mo na mali na gawa mo. And you promise to never do it again. Also, one important thing is to be aware that it will take time. It will take time for trust to be built back up. Right? It will take time for everything to go back to what you had before. Kasi di yan isang araw, di yan isang week. Matagal na process yan. Kasi you have to remember that they are hurting. And only time will tell kung kailan mag-heal yung wounds na yan. Next siguro is to accept na parehas kayong may nagawa. Right? You both contributed to the problem. Yes, cheating is not a solution. But there was a reason why the person did it. So, talk about things. Talk about what you want to happen, what you want to change moving forward. Because we need to accept the fact that everything will change. Diba? Maraming magbabago. Maraming dapat magbago. Kasi kung ganun pa din, ganun pa din gagawin natin, hindi same shit lang, diba? We need to accept that we have flaws and that we need to change para makita natin na worth it tayo sa second chance na binibigay sa atin. Diba? Last siguro is to make it work. Make effort to make it work. Hindi yung, ay, kailangan ko gawin kasi may pamilya kami and we have to think of our kids. Yeah, that can be a viable reason. Pero it's better to make it work for you. Right? Make it work because you love each other. Hindi nyo ma-picture yung future nyo na hindi kayo magkasama. Cheesy, no? Cheesy, yes. Kung papahinga. Kala mo February na eh. No? Pero we need to remember that what happened has scarred the relationship. Right? Meaning, it will always be there. But that doesn't mean na ganun na lang yun. Diba? Nabili nga tayo ng scar remover eh. So lahat yan, may pag-asa. We just have to make extra effort. So to answer our question, what do you think? Can relationships survive infidelity? In my opinion, no? Akin lang to ah. Again, ako lang to guys. Guys, it depends. It depends on one word for me. I think that's compromise. You have to be willing to make sacrifices if you are the one that did it, right? Or even if you were the one that got cheated on, kailangan may kompromiso. Diba? Hindi nga tama yung word na ginagamit ko, pero yun siya for me. Yung kompromiso. Yes. It all comes down to it. If you love the person enough, sacrifice and compromise so you can stay together. Mahirap? Oo. Siyempre sa part ng niloko, pero little by little, mag-sprinkle ka ng effort every day, right? I'm sure lalambot ulit puso niyan sa'yo, kapatid. Yeah. And again, it depends, ha? Kasi hindi ko sinasabing pang lahat ng to. Lalo na if you have experience being cheated on before, right? Tapos nangyari ulit sa'yo, siyempre may trauma ka na eh. Siyempre may trust issues ka na. Tapos mangyayari ulit sa'yo, parang, aba, teka muna. Teka muna po. Saglit lang. Time first lang po. Time first lang. Ganyan. It's something that will be really hard to get back from. Diba? Tsaka syempre, depende din sa nangyaring cheating. Right? Kasi, meron pa rin major level. Diba? Alam nyo na yan. So, yung tingin ko for me, that's why I would rely on them. Diba? If I think I'll be willing to work on a relationship tainted. But end of the day, what I'm going to advise is don't be afraid to love again. And more importantly, don't be afraid to trust again. Kahit ano man piliin mo, either magstay ka sa relationship or if you decide to break it off, huwag ka matakot magsimula ulit. And to love and respect yourself. Kasi that's always the first step. Accept what happened. That it happens for a reason. Learn from it. Grow from it. Then move on. So what do you guys think? What's your opinion on our topic for today? I know marami din kayo masasabi about this, so don't forget to either comment below or to send me a message about your opinions because I really want to hear them too. Diba? Kasi wala namang experts pagdating sa ganito eh. Right? We're just treading water, whatever experience we may have. And that's what this show is about, right? Sharing experiences, sitting down, having a conversation, of course, while drinking beer. Ay! Coffee pala. So till next time, this is Eco. That's the end of our convo. Peace.